You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. It's your girl, Quan.
And it's your girl, May.
And you are listening to Talk With Us.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody.
Hope everybody is swell on this beautiful Wednesday. Hump day.
Yeah, hump day. I am. I got my nap out, and I'm good.
I didn't get mine yet. I'm a little tired, but I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. She. Hopefully, I can keep her from, you know.
Dozing off.
Yeah, falling asleep at the mic.
Because I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to stay awake.
Yeah. So I'm good to go, Quan. We're gonna keep Quan up now, y'all. Don't worry. No worries.
Yeah, y'all do that. But anyway, we're going to get into the show. And guys, today going to be sort of a fun day. Because we're going to be talking about good music.
Yeah.
And where has it gone?
Oh, yeah.
We don't know.
It's missing.
It surely is missing.
So hopefully we can find out where it went.
We're going to find out. We're going to find the good old music guy. We're gonna find it. We're gonna try to bring it back.
Oh yeah. Okay.
If we can. But before we do that, let's get into the news and see what's going on in this world.
All right. So welcome back, everybody, to the news part of our cast. Today, we will be talking a little bit about Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie.
I know you. Yeah. Cute Kyrie. I know, right? Well, Kyrie is taking some heat right now because he hasn't been inoculated. He hasn't had the vaccine. So he's taking some punches. He's taking some, you know, some hits. But then there are a few people who are in his corner. But Charles Barkley, he said that if Kyrie doesn't take the vaccine for himself, then he should get it for other people.
He should.
You know, I can understand that, too. The Milwaukee Bucks on Tuesday night, it was the first of what could be many games without Kyrie Irving. See, he didn't play that night. Could he miss more? We'll see.
If he doesn't get that shot.
Yeah, and Charles Barkley had an absolute zero patience for his absence from the team. First of all, Charles Barkley, it's something about him.
I don't like him. I never did.
I hate to say I don't like a person, but
I don't like his attitude.
I don't like his character and stuff. I never did. And he just, I don't know.
He thinks he know everything.
Yeah, he thinks he's just on top of the world.
Yeah. I never liked him.
I never cared for his character either. But anyway, he said he has zero patience for Kyrie's absence from the team because Kyrie hasn't been vaccinated, so therefore he couldn't play. And so that, I guess, it kind of upset, you know, some people. Due to his decision to remain unvaccinated, Irving isn't allowed to play home games or away games. All right, we're going to stop right there again. Hit the pause button a minute. Okay, do you think he really knows what's at stake right now? He knows that he can't play at home and he can't play away, okay? But he still chooses not to get vaccinated.
I wonder why. Why is he not getting it?
I think it's the talk that has been around. I think it's, you know, some people just will not let it go. About, you know, what the vaccine has in it, what it could do to you, the government is putting chips and all this, that, and the other. And I think some of this stuff is just really buried deep within a person. And
I can understand.
Yeah, because it was, you know, and I can understand that too, because it was some people who were actually like in the hospital on their deathbed, you know. When I say deathbed, I mean really near to death. And they still said that they wouldn't get the vaccination if they had to do it over again. So, I mean, that right there tells you a lot.
I mean, I get where they're coming from because in the beginning, you know, the news was spooking people's out when they were kept saying that the shot was giving people blood clots and, you know, killing some people. So that spooked a lot of folks out.
And you know what? And it did because we had to think about it, you know, our choice in, you know, getting vaccinated or not. But I think in the long run, the good outweighs the bad.
I wish you'd go ahead and get it, Kyrie. Just take the shot.
Kyrie is not having it. And so the NBA is not having it. So you got to stand still with him. He's just kind of, you know, standing in the wind, just waiting, I guess.
So he don't care about missing out on that money.
Obviously, it's maybe, I don't know if it's in his mind that he's thinking about it or he just hasn't come to that decision yet. and he needs a little bit more time. I don't know, but right now I do not think that missing basketball games is bothering him much.
Well, do he care about his family, his friends? Right. He don't know if he'll come up with it. And,
right, that's true.
You know, pass it on to somebody
and
else.
Right, and I can't agree with Charles Barkley on that. You know, if you don't do it for yourself, then do it for your family. Because, you know, he has family, just like everybody else in the world has a family.
Yeah.
You know, he has family, and if he were to get it and then give it to one of his, you know, loved
teammates
ones,
or,
you know, yeah, a loved ones, and then they go home to somebody who hasn't had vaccination because of their health, and then they catch it, and then, you know, the worst of the worst happens. He would feel bad.
Yeah, he would.
But Barkley laid into Irving on Tuesday night on NBA on TNT, praising the Nets for refusing to let him be a part of the team and letting him play. So he said to them, basically, way to go. Good. I'm glad you didn't let him play.
I guess they got to send a message out some kind of way.
So, you know.
But apparently he, you know, don't really care about that.
So we don't know if he responded or not. Hopefully he'll think about it a little bit more and then, you know, try and, you know, and do the right thing for himself and his loved one and his
maybe he didn't need somebody to sit him down and talk to him because these people's on the TV like Charles, you know, they ain't helping.
No, and that's what I think. When they be like, I'm glad you didn't let him
play. Yeah.
You know, he might hear this and then be like, okay, why he got to say it like that?
Yeah.
You know, or he hating on me because he got the vaccination, but I didn't, and, you know, and maybe, you know, and you know how people get.
Yeah.
So I feel like that could be a part of it too.
Yeah, just let the man, you know, sit down with somebody who's going to talk to him with a calm, you know, voice and try to
reason with him. Yeah.
Get to that point to take that shot.
Yeah, because, you know, he's not the only one.
No.
It's just that he's a basketball player and he's known. But it's a whole lot of unknown people who still haven't gotten it, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's in the same boat with them. So, I mean, you can't just, well, first of all, you can't just come down on a person harshly because you would not win them over that way. So, Charles
Are they having
Barkley,
a, when do the season start?
If I'm not mistaken, I think in a couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's somewhere around that area.
So, they really playing like preseason?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
and he
we'll
haven't
see.
Been in none?
No, and he will not be in any of them unless he is vaccinated.
They've been losing?
I don't know, but I don't know if they won or not.
No, I'm just saying if they have won some of the preseason with Charles Barkley, be y'all, you know, good.
Yeah. So, but for right now, he's not allowed to play.
Oh, well, you better get that shot, man.
So we'll see what comes of that.
Yeah, we'll keep up on that.
Just keep thinking about it, Kyrie, and we pray and hope that, you know, you come to the right decision.
Yes, do
and,
that.
And everybody else stop laying into him so heavily.
They need to.
He's a human being, okay?
I don't get why they do that.
Because they think that when they can, you this and you that and you gonna do this, and they think that that's gonna make a person do something. That's gonna make them, you know, do what they want them to do.
Like the guys who already played sports and retire, and then they, you know, had a nerd to try to talk all bad towards the other ones.
Yeah, like they kids or children.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
You know, that happened too much. I don't like it.
Charles Barkley, go put an egg in your mouth.
You know, I don't follow
put
basketball.
A suck in it.
I don't follow basketball, but
me
I do
either,
follow football.
But
and
I do
see
know
all the others, like the ones who didn't retire.
Yeah,
trying to talk all down to the ones who still playing. And
yeah,
stuff.
So y'all,
if they don't follow their guidelines,
right?
Like,
so just
seriously.
You know, yeah, I know. You know what though? Just like any other thing. It's a part of the network show to keep it hyped up so people can keep tuning in. Because if people stop tuning in, you know, they get canceled.
Mm. So some of them need to get canceled.
Yeah. So
some
Charles Barkley just needs to, he just needs to mind his, you know, mind his own.
Yeah. Let Kyrie come up with his own decision. Hopefully he'll make the right one.
Because I'm sure he
get the shot.
Yeah. Because he knows what he has to do. And he knows what he can't do if he doesn't get the shot. He already knows all these things. So. He don't need somebody punching it, you know, trying to push it down his throat.
Mm-mm. Especially somebody like you.
Mm-mm.
I just don't. Look, I'm sorry if I sound all bitter when it comes to him. I just don't like him.
I know. And I usually, like I say, I don't usually say I don't like a person.
Well,
but I do not.
I
don't like his character. I don't like when he talks.
I never liked him when he would disrespect towards the black women.
Me either, though.
And all them little ugly comments he made towards black women.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I'm pretty sure he still feel that way.
I'm sorry, y'all, but I'm going to have to say it soon. I don't like talk with people, but I feel like it's like he's got some kind of issues going on. I mean, he sounds a little bit off sometimes the way he talks. He sounds like he doesn't. I don't know. I ain't put my finger on him. Sorry.
Yeah, let's leave him alone. Leave him alone because it's not really worth it. No,
but anyway, I think I could deal with Stephen A. probably better.
I know, right? And he hate our team, yeah. But I can actually listen to him because sometimes he be funny.
Yeah.
But I just can't listen to the other one. I don't like the other one. Stephen A. Smith, he get a pass just a little bit.
Yeah, he get a pass a little.
Only because he says some make funny us, things sometimes.
Yeah, and he can make us hot too, so, but. Yeah. But he can get a pass because sometimes he show up on our Soap General Hospital.
Yeah,
and so he get a pass for that.
He get a pass for that one. Yeah, he be
on the soaps.
Sonny Corinthos.
Yeah, and on the soaps, he's called Brick, so Brick can get a pass, but Stephen A., he gonna get the fist. Anywho, all right, Quan, what else we got going on today?
Well, guys, let me ask y'all something. What happened to good music? May, what happened to good music?
It how can I say this?
I can say it went away with the 90s.
Yeah, okay, I can say, yeah, it did. It went away with the year.
It went away. Mm-hmm. When the 90s era went away, good music went along with it.
And we're not saying that you could pick out some music
that
sounds good, but we mean like good music just popping. In the 90s, you had a bunch of people just popping with good music.
It's like every time you turn the radio on, it was good music. Like
it was.
Right on down to, I can name them a few, like from when you had the good love songs.
Yeah.
When like from Boys to Men.
Yeah.
From Brian McKnight, from Mariah Carey, yeah, yep. Whitney Houston, and who else?
It was a lot
Luther.
Of them. Yeah, it was a lot of them, and it was like clean.
It was clean music, yeah.
Clean.
But nowadays, you can't tell us one celebrity from the other because their voice is pretty much alike.
Yeah, you know what? I noticed that they all sound alike.
They do. And all the music this day is nasty.
Yeah.
And I don't really do nasty music. Like the R&B, like we used to listen to, that was good.
Yeah.
It was clean. But now when you put on
R&B. It's like rated R.
Yeah. It's like
it
really,
come
really
with
nasty talking and all this cussing. And
yeah. And it's just uncalled for and it just ruins it. It ruins it. Yeah. You remember like when versus now versus the 90s and you got like when Monica. What she said, it's just one of them days.
Yeah.
That a girl goes through. You know what? That used to be my jam back then. But, you know, it was something to make you rock, make you, you know, feel good.
Yep.
It was clean. You know, it just was, it was the best to me.
It was. I would say the early 2000s had somewhat good music.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, no. Just a touch.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, no.
It went south. I don't know where
everything starts sounding the same.
Yeah, everything starts sounding the same. Everybody start using that, what was that?
Audio tune?
Yeah, in their music. Because half of the people, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to say that half of the people really don't have the voice for it, so they audio tune it.
They can't sing.
And then you can sound good, just like anybody.
Like, I can't sing. But if I put audio to my voice,
then
man,
she can
blow.
She can sound good. The girl here probably could do a whole album on audio tune.
Yes, I can do it.
But if she would be invited on, you know, like the award show and she doing on stage, she had a lip sync.
It
wouldn't even come out right.
What's that group? Nilly Vanilly?
Yeah. You got
I pull a page from them.
Yeah, but it's just you know, in Aaliyah's time, you know, though, if the girl would have still been alive, I think her music would have still been clean. I think it still would have been, you know, that good music. But
because you can't find, like me, I like my R&B. Like in the 90s, pretty much all the R&B groups and the solo artists, they all was popping.
Mm-hmm.
But now,
even down to the white
groups.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, I love myself some Backstreet Boys.
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, I like them too. but I couldn't get enough of Backstreet Boys. That one song, what it was?
You are my fire,
the one desire. Ooh, I could not get enough of that song, y'all. I want them to play that song on the radio all the time. You know, we actually look for music on the radio. You remember that?
I remember that. That's what music
and,
is. So.
And you know, and now these days, the radio is just like a, it's an ancient tool.
You used to have a cassette plate. I mean, am I saying plate? I guess I'm hungry. You used to have a cassette tape and put in the radio. And when your song come on the radio, you used to hit record.
We used to buy the blank one where you can make your own tape.
Yeah.
You know, and we used to listen to the radio just to catch those songs. But
I'm
now,
telling you,
you
the
know,
90s music like, was good.
Remember when we used to call the radio station?
Yep.
We used to call the radio station, y'all, and have them to play our favorite song.
I used to call in and tell them to play Drew Hill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what are you talking about?
See, that's one of them 90s group, y'all.
Yes.
Drew Hill, Boyz II
Men,
Jodeci's.
Man, what are you talking about?
What's the group? New Edition.
Yes.
I mean, like, what
it
is
was,
it?
It was hot.
Where's the groups at now?
Well, you know when they said something was fire. Now that back in the day, they was fire.
They was
fire. Right now, you just got some sparks.
I don't really think you got that.
You got it sparks just, when it comes to certain people.
I put it like this: music today is just music. Music in the 90s was it had good or great in
it
front
had a good
of it.
Vibe.
Great music, good music. But now it's just music.
Yeah,
everybody's saying the same thing in this song.
That is true. Everybody's kind of like a copycat of each other.
They sound too much alike for me.
You know?
And when it comes to the rap, even the 90s rap were better than them. Like when you had, in the 90s,
mm-hmm,
Tupac,
mm-hmm,
Biggie,
mm-hmm,
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Definitely, definitely, let me say a little bit loud, definitely Bone Thugs. I'm telling y'all, we was crazy about Bone Thugs and Harmony and my sister Tammy. She was just absolutely head over heels for the fellas. But we enjoyed their music. It was good.
It was good, y'all. Even though they had, you know, cuss words and stuff.
Uh-huh. Now, okay, they did. But, you know, you could, also, you know, but when you get the clean version and you could, but they would play it on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But it's not often. Like today music. Like, you get the baby. And who else?
It's just some stuff.
I'm just going to use the baby. You know, I ain't got nothing against the baby, but his music is extremely nasty.
See?
Too much cussing for me.
I can't really rock with that.
I can't rock with the music they got out today. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Back then, like when Tupac wrote his songs, you know, that came from real life stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now, these people rap music making people think that they got this or think that they real thugs and stuff.
But
they're not.
And they can flash this and flash that.
Yeah, it's all about too flashy stuff now.
Yeah, it's about,
they
want to
show you how much money they got.
Right.
The jewelry, the cars,
the
how many women they got.
Yeah.
Nah.
You know, different girl. Whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. That don't even matter. It does not help your music.
And
I'm going to tell you, for the females, the ladies in the 90s, the 90s females, they got it.
Yeah, the 90s females.
They fire.
They didn't have to take off their clothes to look sexy.
They did not.
They didn't have to put on to make their voices just beautiful. They already had it.
They had the natural beauty and the talent.
They didn't have to go and get naked to sell their music.
Yeah,
like,
well,
come
it's
on.
Just like they in panties and bras.
Yeah.
And rapping and singing. You know, what is this?
My 90s girls used to wear their baggy clothes, even like Escape.
But they,
you know,
right
they
now,
rocked Aaliyah,
it. Yeah, they rocked it. They didn't have to show their body off like that.
They had their baggy clothes on.
What's up
and
with
came
that?
Came out with these big voices, and it was like, wow,
right?
And still had a sex appeal going
on. Yeah, remember Brandy?
Yeah, I liked the Brandy too.
Sitting up in my room. Yeah, I liked all her stuff, and she had her bagging and stuff going on, and her voice was popping. I mean, but no one had to be stripped down in their panties and bras
and dancing and twerking
and now,
halfway naked on the video.
And almost every girl in the video is showing their, you know,
nasty everywhere. That's just no. That's a no for me.
That's a big no for me.
Like when I'm in the car and stuff, you turn on the radio. Nowadays, I can't tell who's singing the song.
Right. But
because
they
all sound alike.
Yeah.
And then you get the white girls who sound like the black girls. And then you get the black girls who sound the white girls. Like, who's singing this song?
Right.
But like in the 90s, you could tell Monica from Brandy.
Yeah.
Brandy from Aaliyah.
You could tell them. You could tell the difference in them. But each one had their own vibe.
Yeah.
But each one you could vibe to.
Yeah.
You could listen to. You wouldn't be like, her music ain't good. Let me go with him. Nah, well, I'll take this one over that one. No, they all sounded good.
Yes, they really did.
They all sounded good. But today, now you got to like, you got to sift through. It's like you're trying to make a cake and you know how you, your mama take the flour and put it in the sifter and yep. she got to shake it to make sure all the lumps and stuff stay in there and just the fine stuff come out. Now you got to sift through the music. I mean, you got to sift like, hard. Like, right, because when you
too lumpy.
You hear maybe the tail end of a song, but like, I wonder who sang that song. I only caught a half of it and I need to find out who got it. But then when you put it and when you find it, you be like, never mind.
Yeah, that's me. That's me all
that's
day.
That's all right.
I'll be going through Spotify like, oh, that sounded good. But then when I go back and hear the whole song, nope.
That's all right.
No.
That's okay. I'll just find something else. And then you'll find yourself going back to the 90s.
That's what I do. I listen to straight 90s stuff.
Because in the
90s, we had legends. You know, well, mm-hmm. I don't like to call, you know, human being legends and mm-hmm. stuff. But, you know, we had Michael and,
you had some
Prince
pretty iconic people. Yeah. People who you could remember.
Yeah. But know? Now, we ain't got none of that.
You know what? You do not have that. Iconic people.
So I don't know what these kids going to grow up to. We grew up to good music.
You just brought a whole nother level. Because you know what? When you say, you know, like iconic people, people who stood out, people who you could just remember, people who just had this thing about them that maybe, you know, that you couldn't hardly put your finger on, but it was just something special going on with that person. Today, you can't do that.
I say there's only one, but
who?
Well, Beyonce.
But you know, okay,
because she's really big everywhere.
She is, and her voice is beautiful. But you know,
she kind of got some wild stuff
in there that you know,
I could do without her cursing and talking nasty.
Yeah,
when
and
it
talking
come
nasty.
To like
and why she got
R&B songs?
That?
I don't know.
She shouldn't have to
when
do
she
that.
Was with Destiny Child. She ain't doing none of that.
Right, and her music was popping.
Yes, and then when
why
she got
let
with
the world, change you from you. And start adding stuff that is not you into your music.
I just don't like to hear females in R&B song talk nasty.
Yeah, me either.
And then doing all that cursing.
Right.
I just want to put the music on and let it play all the way through. And
right.
I like to turn my music up.
Right.
I like to turn it loud.
Right.
But I can't do that when it got a lot
all
of cuss words.
All this explicit stuff in it. Like,
in the 90s, back in the day,
you can rock it.
I turned my music loud and didn't have to turn it down because it didn't have all that cuss words.
You
and it didn't have nothing about women's body parts. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, if it did, they don't really go into the details. And, you know,
right, not like that. It's
like how they do now.
And they don't just constantly stick to it. You know, it's just a whole lot of difference. And if I had to, like I said, choose, I would choose the 90s over any music for to this time period now.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could go back into the 90s.
But now, if I were to pick out a few
people,
into
the 90s.
I would pick out, you know, like, you know, people who make, like, clean love songs and stuff like that. Like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, and I like my love song.
You know, like Ed Sheeran, you know.
Yeah, I like him.
You know, it's clean, though. It's a little love music, but it's clean. And it sounds so pretty, you know. But today, now, you don't even really get any love songs.
No, you don't.
All this stuff is about rap and stuff.
Yeah. And a bunch of cuss words.
And a bunch of cursing.
Men's talking about what's on the women's clothing and describing it, you know, to people's on their rap songs
like,
and
okay,
stuff. And then the women's doing the same thing with the men's.
Like,
and
then y'all used to, you know, remember, what are they?
This nasty. Nasty.
What's her name? The Fox. Fox lady.
Foxy Brown.
Not Foxy Brown, but it's another one. The one they say, how did we?
Oh, Deborah Cox. Deborah Cox.
Yeah, I said, I was on the op part, but I just didn't have the beginning.
Miss Deborah.
You know, like her music. I like Deborah Cox.
She made good music.
Yes.
She didn't have to go and do all the extra.
No, she didn't. And her music sounded good.
Sounded real good. And soul back then, mm-hmm. so.
Toni Braxton.
Toni, yeah, she was one of them.
You know, music just was good. Good, wholesome music. Just, you know, you could listen to it. You could vibe to it. Even when they did the video. The video was even better.
The video was good.
Man, we used to record the videos, y'all.
I used to record all the videos.
I want to see that video, Julia. I got to see that video because the video is almost like a little small movie.
It was.
You know, they'll come up with a little scene and talking. And then for you know it, there's like this whole, the music started something. And then it ends like in a movie. And, you know, it was good. We used to try to catch the videos to the songs that we like. Because
I know,
it's
man.
And it
I missed
so
the
fun.
90s.
We did that, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but we did that.
I'm pretty sure a lot of them probably done it too. We like recorded. Everybody who around our age. We I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but y'all know.
Yeah, but we used to try to catch those videos and stuff like that so we could just have it, so we could just watch it. You remember Mariah Carey, she used to do a lot of like little video. I call them like video movies.
Because, like R. Kelly did.
Because it started out like one when she was like, she was in a movie theater and she had a boyfriend
I like that song. She had like Jay-Z in that song.
Yeah, she did. And that was one of my favorite. Yeah. And then she like went in the bathroom and like, she was like, you know, it was like another
she
her.
She was playing two parts.
Yeah, she was playing two parts. One was uppity and one was kind of like down to earth. But stuff. But it was cute and it looked like a little movie, you know. And I just felt that, you know, I liked that. That was cool. It was fire back then. I liked it. I enjoyed it. But now, today, I couldn't tell you when the last time I seen a video.
You know what? Mm-mm. I be trying to check them out, but they ain't worth looking at no more.
They're not. It's nothing worth sitting down trying to watch a video. What is it called anyway now? It
used MTV to be, videos.
Oh, because remember, it used to be 106 in part.
Yeah, that was on BET.
Yeah, and we used to, you know, AJ and Free. It went from AJ and Free to...
When they like the early...
Yeah, they were the early ones.
2000 was, or what?
Roxy and them came afterwards, like
the,
I think, wasn't
the
it?
The end of the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Roxy and them came after Free and AJ.
But you used, to try to get there, and when you know the top whatever videos, and you try to get...
Carson Daly Show.
Yeah, and you used to try to set your
that
video.
That was the best.
Yeah. And now, you know, you're like...
Now you don't care no more because even, right, they don't got nothing no
more. You don't care.
More.
That's just it. You do
and
not
And then the
care.
Award show
suck.
The last BET Award show...
It's like me sucking on a lemon.
The last BET Awards show, they should have let that stayed in the vault. They shouldn't have brought it out. It was pretty much trash. I'm going to call it trash.
It was trash.
It really was. You seen it?
No, but I heard about it.
It was disgusting.
And why? But you know what? They changed so much now. They let so much come in. You know, you should have just...
Lil Nas.
Yeah, you should have just called a garbage truck and just open up the back of the garbage truck.
I know, right? Because that's what it was.
And hey, when they go off the stage, they be actually falling over into the back of the garbage truck. Yeah, so this where you really, belong, him. Yeah, this where you really belong.
It's not worth it no more.
This is trash junk.
I wish they can just go back and look at what the people did in the 90s, the people who wrote their songs, how they produced it.
Pull a couple pages from the 90s.
Learn from them.
Yeah.
Because what they got going on now is not working.
It's garbage.
The music is not working.
It's garbage.
Every now and then you can find maybe.
I told you, every now and then you can
find one song that you would like.
Yeah, every now and then. You know, like they said, once in a blue moon, that means every now and then the moon might look like it has a blue hue to it. And that's every now and then. That's like the music. Now, you might can get a good song every blue moon.
Yep. But even some of the old people that used to sing in the 90s, now when they make music, it's not really good no more.
No, it's not.
Like Brandy, she ain't got it no more. I'm sorry. She ain't got it no more.
She don't. Because you know why?
They didn't change the way she, her style.
Yeah, and it's trying to be up with this.
Trying to keep up with the new generation.
Yeah, another generation of people, and it's just not working.
It's not.
It's not working. See, it worked then because that was her. That was her era. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that she couldn't make a good song because she got the voice.
She got the voice
to do it. But the thing is, she's trying to do music. She's trying to do music for this time. You know, like to fit right in.
And it's not working.
And it's not working. It's not working. Girl, it's not working, huh?
Brandy, it's not working.
Stay with you, girl. Stay true to you. Make your music and it will sell. If you were to put out your content, your music, from where it stemmed off, then you would do well. But when you try to twist yourself and make yourself a pretzel to the new generation,
like we will never get another Boyz II Men.
Nope.
We will never get another Jodeci.
Nope.
Another Drew Hill.
Nope.
New Edition.
Nope.
We will never ever get another R. Kelly.
Nope.
I thought you were gonna say something about that one.
No, because his voice.
A Brian McKnight.
Nope.
Montel Jordan.
Nope.
None of those. They all gone.
They gone. That ship has sailed. And now we got some pirates on here who thinking they doing the thing. And it sounds like a bunch of mess.
It is a bunch of mess. A bunch of mess.
You know what, right, Quan? We will never get another group like Boyz II Men.
Everything they put out was a hit.
I mean, and the music was so good.
It was good.
You can take a Boyz II Men song now and play it, and it still got the same feel.
You could take any 90s music back then and play it against the music now, and they're going to always outbeat this music.
Be like,
point
be like,
blank.
Do you think which one is better?
90s.
1990s. Ding! You know, if we were in a contest and they said, you know, like a game show, like finish these lyrics. You remember that show? It was like a game show, finish these lyrics. Well, if you were the 90 versus the 2000s, and they said, okay, and they give you a 1990 song, you could more than likely finish the verse in that song. Okay, but if they were to give you one in the 2000s, you know, the 21st century here, would you be able to finish that line?
No.
I couldn't do it. Even if they were to say, finish this line for $100,000 and be like, Nicki Minaj, I'm like, because I wouldn't know it. But if you were to say, finish this line from one of Aaliyah's songs, blank, blank letter, I'm sending you 4-page letter. And you know, we did that before. Ding! I want $100,000. Can't do it over there. Can't do it with this music.
Can't do it with this one. The music is just not there. I mean, if they can cut out half of the words that they put in there, then it might be okay.
I don't even know.
If they can cut out some of the dirty words.
It ain't got no meaning.
Yeah, that's true.
It has no meaning.
And they just sing it. It's not like... It's coming from the heart no more. It's not real life stuff no more.
Right, right. And it has no meaning.
It really don't.
And I can't vibe with it. If I were to hear, I turn the radio station if I'm in the car. I just turn it. I turn it on to something that I can listen to.
I leave it on the oldies.
Most of the time, I'm listening to K-Love. You know, that's my gospel station. But if I were to be searching for it, and like I said, I do like Ed Sheeran, and I like his music. And those kind of voices, I like his voice. I'll stop and I'll listen to that song. But as soon as something else come on, I go.
I leave mine on the oldies, so I get all of it. Yeah, everything from the 90s.
Well,
so
if you want to chill and relax and just sit back and enjoy it, you better leave it on the oldies.
So we're gonna ask you guys.
Cause these songs give you nightmares. They be like, what?
I know, right?
What if you were sitting in the house and you were around your grandparents or your mom? You said, I'm just put on this music here, see how this sounding. And then beep, 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 beep. Mom like, what? Turn that off.
Wait a minute now. There is one person that I would take out of this era. And
you better tell me who.
That's Bruno Mars. I would take him out.
Yeah. That's what. But remember, I said.
I take him out.
But remember, I said there was a few.
Okay, well, he's there.
He's one of the blue moons.
Yes, he really is.
He one of the blue moon. He rare.
I can't deny it.
He rare.
Everything he make is a hit, and I can listen to him.
And you can listen to him. He rare.
Mm-hmm. He is.
So he's a blue moon person.
And he's gorgeous.
She a little Bruno Mars.
Yes, Bruno, I'm in love with you.
She got a couple dudes she's in love with.
Bruno.
One of them is a football player.
No, I'm talking about the music people.
I know, but I'm saying that he's a celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
She got celebrity boyfriends, y'all. We're taking care of her whole life.
But I'm going after Bruno. He's married now, so I can't.
Cisco got
him.
Married.
Yeah, Cisco married.
I didn't know Cisco was married.
Yes, he broke my heart. He's married.
Oh man,
he's
I
married
didn't know.
And got a bunch of kids.
What? Oh my goodness, I did not know. That's news to me.
I thought you knew it. Well, I did not. You don't follow him.
I don't really follow nobody in music.
I'm happy that he's married. I'm happy that he got a family.
He still got
but
blonde
it's supposed
hair?
To be with me. Yeah, he do. That's his trademark.
He's still rocking his blonde hair.
Yeah, that's his trademark. He's not gonna let that go until he get
shorty.
Ready. And he still performs, so.
Oh, he does.
He still move like Cisco. That's my
have,
Cisco. That's
I mean,
gonna always
have,
be my Cisco.
Have you heard any like new music from him? Anything new? Or he just performed his old music?
Well, he performed his old music, but he did make a song with some other artists like Sean from Boys to Men and two other men. They made this Secret Garden song, which I like.
Okay.
And they made a video to it.
Oh, okay, cool. Now, if they were to collaborate like that and they do that, then you could pick out that and be like, I like that.
Yeah, because that sounded like,
but there's
you
some
know,
not, but
an
that's
old R&B group because they were all from the 90s.
Yeah,
everybody
that's the
90
babies.
And it sounded really good.
The 90 babies can collaborate like
that.
Yeah,
and it sounded good. I'm like, okay, I like this.
Because it sounded like something that you would normally listen to.
Yes, it was a love song, too, and it was pretty song. I love the Cisco part.
Cisco got the voice for it.
Cisco will always be my Cisco.
Yeah, I remember when it first came out, and they did a video when he was like, what it was, like, come home. early.
Now that's in my bed. Yeah. Tell me what's the first one.
Somebody's sleeping in my bed.
Don't mess up, Cisco. You're messing up Drew Hill. Don't mess up Drew Hill. No. You can mess up everybody else's song, but don't mess up Drew Hill's song.
Well, I'm a woman, so I can't sound like Cisco, so I have to mimic it, right? Somebody's sleeping in my bed.
Don't do him like that. No.
But, y'all, I liked that video. It was cool. Like I said, everything was cool back then.
Yeah. So,
now we're going to ask you guys. If we saw a video today, we just turned the TV off. I got to go.
Yeah. Man, it's not. It's no good. It's not
like,
good.
Oh, like look at the video. Now I can't. I gotta go.
I pull up all old videos on YouTube and go back through the 90s videos and stuff. Because even the backer dancers had clothes on.
Yeah,
the backer dancer had clothes on. The leading singer had clothes on.
And
no
even
good.
Back then, when they had the 90s and stuff, the award shows were better.
The award show was lit.
They were lit. They was, and if they could have took that word lit and fire and put it for the 90s, that would have represented them good. Because now they be talking about that's lit. That ain't lit.
No.
That ain't fire.
That is not fire when you get up on stage and you kiss another dude. Or when you get up on stage and you halfway naked and twerking and just shaking everything everywhere.
Right.
No.
You know, do you think your mama would be pleased to see her daughter up there half naked, shaking her butt, boobs almost out? No, she don't want her daughter doing that.
It's like dirt.
She may not tell
dirty.
You, but she don't. She may not interfere into your work, but she don't want to see her daughter like that. Present herself like that.
Mm-mm.
You know, no. But, the award shows and stuff these days is not lit. I'll tell you the truth, okay?
So please, I'm not going to say that because they'll never bring it back.
Ooh, it ain't.
I'm not going to say so. Please bring back good music. It's not coming back.
All right, listen to our 90s babies. If y'all want to still do some collaboration and touch on that 90s feel, please, by all means, come on. We welcome you.
Yeah, we welcome
But don't invite the 2000s. Do not
the
2000s, invite the 21st
no,
people.
The 2000s, because,
yeah,
no.
No, because they're going to mess you up.
Yeah.
They're going to mess you up.
They were like, well, we got Nikki and who else?
And Monica.
Monica's 90s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You know, if they would collaborate.
Oh, okay.
Then it wouldn't be the same.
I like, we got Monica. Who y'all got?
So we got,
who do we got? Keisha Cole.
Well, and you can hear the creek.
Yeah. We got.
I need a sound effect. You need.
We got Keisha. We got Brandy.
And then when it comes to somebody, who,
they won't know what to say,
right? And then when it comes to somebody too, that's most memorable. You can pick out a lot of people from the '90s.
I like. We had Michael Jackson.
Well,
who y'all got?
Whitney Houston. All
who
of
y'all
them.
Got?
All of them. These women. You know, iconic. Michael Jackson stood out, and he was like, I don't know. It was just something special about the dude. And but now. Who can you pick out?
I can even say we got Britney. She was in the 90s.
Yeah.
She was.
And
Britney
was
got?
Britney was popping. She was popping. She was five.
I ain't got nobody.
She was five, baby. She was five, baby. Okay. So, but now, but if you really were to think hard, who would it be? You had to think long and hard because I don't know anybody that's iconic.
No.
I don't see nobody that doing nothing epic that stand out.
Like I said, there's only one. And,
ain't nobody got no special vibes, man.
Beyonce got it, but I'm not going to say she... Well, some people call her icon, but I can't do that.
I can't call her icon.
I mean, even though I like Beyonce,
I really like her. I like her too, and I like her voice, but I can't say that she's an icon. Do she stick out the way that Michael stuck out or Whitney?
I mean, not
it's not
that.
The same.
She's not
that's
there
saying,
yet,
that's
but...
That's what I'm saying, though.
She stick out, you know, farther than the rest
then,
of them.
Okay, she's the one that stick out
in this era.
Okay.
Era. But she stick out.
She's...
Even though, wait a minute now, Destiny Child was like a late 90s.
They were.
So
they were. You could
she got a right to stick out
well,
because she was already there.
You know, okay, so they came up, but then, you know, then they got Jigsaw Puzzle. You know, not like somebody cut them in half.
Yeah, after
they
broke up.
And then
stuff.
One section just took over. And then
she took
dropped.
Over.
Yeah, and then
she blew up.
She left the rest of them.
Like Kelly girls, tried to catch up.
Like, girls, y'all gonna all be my girls, but I gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta
so
go.
So she
you
took
go.
Off.
She said,
Kelly
she said,
somewhat
to
took
the left,
off.
To the left.
Yeah.
Everything you want in the closet to the left. You ain't my problem anymore. I gotta go.
I gotta go.
Oh, y'all, we just teasing.
I know. I like Destiny Child.
I like Destiny Child too because when they first started out, they was fire. They was fire. And
yeah,
I like them.
And I like Beyonce.
I like Beyonce.
I just want her to just slow down. you know, get back to
herself.
Herself and, you know, get out some of this nasty cussing.
You know what, though?
I just don't like cussing. I don't like curse words.
I don't like cursing either. And I definitely do not like to see a woman using it.
No.
But you know what, Quan? There is one, too. There's another one. Now, tell me if she was, she was not a 90s baby. But her music is fire. Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her voice is, I like Alicia.
I never was a fan of Alicia Keys. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Alicia Keys.
I'm not a fan.
She's not iconic, but I like This Girl Is On Fire. This Girl Is On Fire.
I never was crazy about her song.
But yeah, I like that song. And I like You and Me Together Through the Days and Nights.
If you're going to sing these songs, you better say anything right.
But I'm just hitting on a little bit. But yeah, I like her. I like her. I like Alicia Keys.
Okay.
I like her.
But what I've been trying to say, but tell no us guys, people, where they you gone. Think good music has gone.
The iconic people gone. They gone. They don't pass away, a lot of them. I'm for real. And you ain't getting no more of them.
I guess not.
You're not. Surprise! Not. You open the Jack in the Box. You remember the Cracker Jack box? You should open up and get a good little prize. Nah, man.
No.
They left when the Cracker Jack box left.
They did.
Everybody want a Cracker Jack box. They even care about popcorn. They just want suicide.
I know. I was surprised they got in the popcorn.
In the box, you be like, pour it all out and then get it out and stuff like that. Be like, ooh, look at that guy.
I know, right?
But now. You got popcorn, but you ain't got no surprise.
You ain't got no surprise.
No surprise. Everybody sound the same.
Everybody do. So tell us again where y'all think good music has gone. Leave us a comment in our DM on Instagram.
Yeah, do that, y'all. We really want to hear from you. We love feedback. Oh, y'all don't know. When we get feedback and stuff, it's like I get hyped. So, yeah. So, y'all leave us feedback, okay? We love you guys. We thank you for hanging in there, rolling with us. Yeah,
and that was our take on the 90s.
Yep.
And the 90s music, because we really miss it.
Mm-hmm.
We want it back.
We do.
So,
I don't know
what we're going to do. I don't think we're ever going to get it back. The only way we get it back, we just go back and listen to some old music. That's the only way we'll get it back. Because it ain't coming back now.
Mm-mm. Ain't coming back now.
It ain't coming back. No more DMX, which he passed on.
That's what I'm saying.
No more Tupac.
He gone.
Biggie.
Whitney. Gone.
Whitney. Michael. Prince.
Gone.
Luther.
Gone.
Stop.
They gone. They gone. They ain't come back.
Hey, that's not funny.
No, but what I'm saying is, you somebody who wish you could get it back, and you start naming all these people. They gone. I'm saying,
yeah, they got. Okay, then Mariah Carey.
She's still here, but she a mommy now. She got to
really
take care of her babies.
Yeah, she don't really make music no more.
No, she don't. She got to take care of her cute babies.
Yeah. But yeah, so. They all gone. But it's not funny.
No, it's not. What no, she doing over no, here, no, 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 not funny that they gone. But she was saying we wish we had them back, and then she started naming them like they gone. I told her they were gone.
Y'all, even my Sam Salter passed away, and I didn't even know he was gone. And I love to meet some Sam Salter. And he was a '90s guy, and that was my guy.
That gone.
Yeah, he gone too. I didn't even know he passed
the
away.
The best
man.
People who made the ones that made the good music, half of them are already gone.
Yeah.
So it just, you know.
And that's sad.
So what's left in the sifter? In the lumps.
Don't hear no more of that good music.
Some clumps of flour. When you try to make a cake.
Yeah, that's the people
and
that's here
through,
now.
Yeah. You ain't got but a few of them that fell through the sifter. Everybody else got stealing.
Well, Bruno fell through.
He fell through. That's what I say.
He fell through.
Bruno is, I told you, he's a rare blue moon. So
that he is.
But the rest of them gone.
Yeah, they gone.
They were like a shooting star.
Who?
The iconic people from the 90s. You saw them for a minute and they were gone.
They gone.
They gone. And once that star goes out, it's out. It's gone.
They ain't coming back.
You know?
But we wish they was here, but they're not. So.
But you know what? I don't even like to call these people today stars.
I don't call them stars.
No.
I don't call them stars.
If they're stars, then what are we? Fragments of rock.
Yeah.
We rock fragments.
Yeah.
They old stars. Whatever. I don't call them stars.
I don't call them stars.
No,
I call them a celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, they give themselves the celebrity status.
They
so
got
that's
a celebrity.
What they are.
That's right. Celebrity status. That's
it. There's people who got more money. than us.
You want to spend a night with the stars? What?
No, I don't.
Whatever.
And if I do, I just go out in the yard and look up in the sky. That's the only star I see.
Those are the only true stars. So yeah.
So these celebrities, no.
But anyway, Quan, I had a good time today.
Yeah, we had a little fun show, guys. We went back in the '90s. We took it back in time.
Yeah, way back. We went back. We like teleported ourselves mentally.
Yeah, we needed to. We need to get out of this time right now and go back a little bit.
With no COVID.
The people back in the '90s would had a little more sense.
Yeah, they had a little more sense. It was a little bit more kinder.
It was kind and a lot more calm before they do anything.
It wasn't a war right in the plain, you know, streets by the store.
Yeah, you can go any place and come out alive. But now.
You have no parents now,
and you may not make it out alive.
You ain't have no parents nowhere.
Nope.
So we had to mentally teleport ourselves.
Yeah, we took it back
in time.
We took it back. I wish it was more controlled than let you go back in time.
We back now. I know, like Back to the Future.
Yeah,
that would be so cool.
That would be fun. I go back pretty much every other day. Just to get away from this crazy place.
Where Quan at today? Oh, Mama, she Back to the Future.
She went back in the '90s. Oh, okay.
Okay, then when she come back, tell her I cook.
I know, right?
Oh, man, I enjoyed myself today.
I did, too. And we're getting ready to get up out of here, y'all.
Yep.
Like always, don't forget to download, comment, subscribe. Follow us on social media. Support us on anchor.fm.
Yeah, y'all guys do that for this banger.
Yes, y'all. And y'all, please, if y'all want to hear something different, DM us some more topics.
Yeah.
Let us know what y'all want to hear so we can speak on.
Come on, fam.
That would be
y'all
fun.
That
would be fun. So y'all leave us some new topics and, you know, we'll sort through them and we'll pick out the one we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Y'all do that. But till then, I'm your girl, Quan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And you've been hanging with the best. Talk with us. We will talk to you guys next time. Bye,
peace,
guys.